Unit 6. Part 2. Development of 4R Skills. Listening. Section A. Listening Comprehension. Task 1. Now listen to a news item and answer question 1. Picture a bicycle with a two-wheeled carriage in place of a back tire. India has millions of these cycle rickshaws. The operators are called pullers. They ride through the streets, pulling passengers and goods. Unlike auto rickshaws, which burn fuel, cycle rickshaws produce no pollution. But the job of a rickshaw puller is not easy. Now, to help ease their labor, there is the solar electric rickshaw, or solexhaw. This is the product of work of several scientific, industrial, and environmental agencies. An electric motor helps the operator pull a heavy load or go up a hill. A 36-volt battery can carry the rickshaw 40 kilometers. Top speed is 15 kilometers an hour, and the solexhaw does not pollute. The project includes a battery charging station at a Delhi Metro Rail station. Testing of the solexhaw was launched in Delhi in October. The non-profit Center for Rural Development is supervising the project. The goal with the new rickshaw is to increase the number of trips per day that the pullers can make. There is also space for advertising, a way for them to earn additional money.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 2.
Picture a bicycle with a two-wheeled carriage in place of a back tire. India has millions of these cycle rickshaws. The operators are called pullers. They ride through the streets, pulling passengers and goods. Unlike auto rickshaws, which burn fuel, cycle rickshaws produce no pollution. But the job of a rickshaw puller is not easy. Now, to help ease their labor, there is the solar electric rickshaw, or solexhaw. This is the product of work of several scientific, industrial, and environmental agencies. An electric motor helps the operator pull a heavy load or go up a hill. A 36-volt battery can carry the rickshaw 40 kilometers. Top speed is 15 kilometers an hour, and the solexhaw does not pollute. The project includes a battery charging station at a Delhi Metro Rail station. Testing of the solexhaw was launched in Delhi in October. The non-profit Center for Rural Development is supervising the project. The goal with the new rickshaw is to increase the number of trips per day that the pullers can make. There is also space for advertising, a way for them to earn additional money.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 3.
Picture a bicycle with a two-wheeled carriage in place of a back tire. India has millions of these cycle rickshaws. The operators are called pullers. They ride through the streets, pulling passengers and goods. Unlike auto rickshaws, which burn fuel, cycle rickshaws produce no pollution. But the job of a rickshaw puller is not easy. Now, to help ease their labor, there is the solar electric rickshaw, or solexhaw. This is the product of work of several scientific, industrial, and environmental agencies. An electric motor helps the operator pull a heavy load or go up a hill. A 36-volt battery can carry the rickshaw 40 kilometers. Top speed is 15 kilometers an hour, and the solexhaw does not pollute. The project includes a battery charging station at a Delhi Metro Rail station. Testing of the solexhaw was launched in Delhi in October. The non-profit Center for Rural Development is supervising the project. The goal with the new rickshaw is to increase the number of trips per day that the pullers can make. There is also space for advertising, a way for them to earn additional money.
Task 2. Now listen to a news item and answer question 4. What began more than a year ago is often described as the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. The downturn is bad, but it would have to get much worse to compare to the 1930s. Next October will mark the 80th anniversary of what is generally considered the beginnings of the Depression. In just 2 days, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost almost 25% of its value. The stock market continued to drop until July of 1932. By then, the Dow was about 90% below its high reach in September of 1929. Housing economist Robert Shiller at Yale University has found that home prices fell by about 30% during the Depression. Then, as now, many people lost their homes because they could not pay their mortgage loans. Today, people borrow much more of the value of their homes than they used to. In fact, Professor Schiller estimates that 10 million Americans owe more than what their home is worth. An estimated 9,000 banks failed during the Depression. Agencies that guarantee savings and supervise the financial system did not exist at the start. When banks failed, people lost everything. Fear of bank failures led people to withdraw their money, leading to more failures.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 5.
What began more than a year ago is often described as the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. The downturn is bad, but it will have to get much worse to compare to the 1930s. Next October will mark the 80th anniversary of what is generally considered the beginnings of the Depression. In just 2 days, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost almost 25% of its value. The stock market continued to drop until July of 1932. By then, the Dow was about 90% below its high reach in September of 1929. Housing economist Robert Shiller at Yale University has found that home prices fell by about 30% during the Depression. Then, as now, many people lost their homes because they could not pay their mortgage loans. Today, people borrow much more of the value of their homes than they used to. In fact, Professor Shiller estimates that 10 million Americans owe more than what their home is worth. An estimated 9,000 banks failed during the Depression. Agencies that guarantee savings and supervise the financial system did not exist at the start. When banks failed, people lost everything. Fear of bank failures led people to withdraw their money, leading to more failures.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 6.
What began more than a year ago is often described as the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. The downturn is bad, but it will have to get much worse to compare to the 1930s. Next October will mark the 80th anniversary of what is generally considered the beginnings of the Depression. In just 2 days, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost almost 25% of its value. The stock market continued to drop until July of 1932. By then, the Dow was about 90% below its high reach in September of 1929. Housing economist Robert Shiller at Yale University has found that home prices fell by about 30% during the Depression. Then, as now, many people lost their homes because they could not pay their mortgage loans. Today, people borrow much more of the value of their homes than they used to. In fact, Professor Shiller estimates that 10 million Americans owe more than what their home is worth. An estimated 9,000 banks failed during the Depression. Agencies that guarantee savings and supervise the financial system did not exist at the start. When banks failed, people lost everything. Fear of bank failures led people to withdraw their money, leading to more failures.
Task 3. Now listen to a news item and answer question 7. The first Guantanamo detainee brought to the U.S. for trial appears in a New York court today. The Tanzanian suspect is charged in the 1998 Al-Qaeda bombings of 2 U.S. embassies in Africa. A woman whose father and brother died in the Kenya attack says the trial is long overdue. Gunmen stormed past guards and then set off a huge blast at a luxury hotel in Pakistan. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the deadly attack, but it fits the pattern of recent attacks by the Taliban. A man dressed in a green one-piece women's bathing suit was arrested. Kevin Miller is accused of verbally harassing and partially exposing himself to girls in Ohio. He's been charged with menacing and public indecency.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 8.
The first Guantanamo detainee brought to the U.S. for trial appears in a New York court today. The Tanzanian suspect is charged in the 1998 Al-Qaeda bombings of 2 U.S. embassies in Africa. A woman whose father and brother died in the Kenya attack says the trial is long overdue. Gunmen stormed past guards and then set off a huge blast at a luxury hotel in Pakistan. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the deadly attack, but it fits the pattern of recent attacks by the Taliban. A man dressed in a green one-piece women's bathing suit was arrested. Kevin Miller is accused of verbally harassing and partially exposing himself to girls in Ohio. He's been charged with menacing and public indecency.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 9.
The first Guantanamo detainee brought to the U.S. for trial appears in a New York court today. The Tanzanian suspect is charged in the 1998 Al-Qaeda bombings of 2 U.S. embassies in Africa. A woman whose father and brother died in the Kenya attack says the trial is long overdue. Gunmen stormed past guards and then set off a huge blast at a luxury hotel in Pakistan. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the deadly attack, but it fits the pattern of recent attacks by the Taliban. A man dressed in a green one-piece women's bathing suit was arrested. Kevin Miller is accused of verbally harassing and partially exposing himself to girls in Ohio. He's been charged with menacing and public indecency.
Task 4. Now listen to a passage twice and answer questions 10 to 12. A new report estimates the cost of forced labor. Millions of workers worldwide are denied more than $20 billion a year in wages. And that does not even include people forced to work in the sex industry. The report is by the International Labor Organization. The United Nations agency gives two main reasons for what it calls the cost of coercion. First, people in forced labor situations receive wages that are lower, sometimes far lower, than the market rate. Long hours of overtime work may go unpaid or underpaid. Also, victims may be overcharged for their housing, food, and other items. The second major cost mainly involves human trafficking. It includes the money that workers pay to be taken to another country. 4 years ago, the Labour Agency estimated that more than 12 million people were in some form of forced labour. About 2.5 million cases were the result of trafficking. The earlier report estimated profits from trafficking alone at more than $30 billion a year. It said criminals earned all but $4 billion of that from the sex trade. Experts say Asia has 3/4 of all forced laborers. 1 million are in Latin America and the Caribbean. But the problem affects almost all countries. Around 56% of people in forced labor are women and girls. 40 to 50% are under the age of 18. Most countries have laws that make forced labor a serious crime. Yet the new report says, in Africa, for example, it has generally received limited attention. Sometimes there is a strong focus on slavery, but weak punishments, says ILO official Roger Plant. He says child labor is an especially serious problem in West African countries. A new report estimates the cost of forced labor. Millions of workers worldwide are denied more than $20 billion a year in wages. And that does not even include people forced to work in the sex industry. The report is by the International Labour Organization. The United Nations agency gives two main reasons for what it calls the cost of coercion. First, people in forced labour situations receive wages that are lower, sometimes far lower, than the market rate. Long hours of overtime work may go unpaid or underpaid. Also, victims may be overcharged for their housing, food, and other items. The second major cost mainly involves human trafficking. It includes the money that workers pay to be taken to another country. 4 years ago, the Labour Agency estimated that more than 12 million people were in some form of forced labour. About 2.5 million cases were the result of trafficking. The earlier report estimated profits from trafficking alone at more than $30 billion a year. It said criminals earned all but $4 billion of that from the sex trade. Experts say Asia has 3/4 of all forced laborers. 1 million are in Latin America and the Caribbean. But the problem affects almost all countries. Around 56% of people in forced labor are women and girls. 40 to 50% are under the age of 18. Most countries have laws that make forced labor a serious crime. Yet the new report says, in Africa, for example, it has generally received limited attention. Sometimes there is a strong focus on slavery, but weak punishments, says ILO official Roger Plant. He says child labor is an especially serious problem in West African countries.
Section B. Listening-based integrated tasks. Task 1. Listening and dictation. The expression "smoke like a Turk" seems destined for the rubbish bin of history, now that Turkey has introduced some of the toughest anti-smoking legislation in all of Europe. The new ban aims to curb Turkey's love affair with tobacco, which is blamed for 100,000 smoking deaths in the country each year. A Turkish health commercial warns of the dangers of smoking. It says every year, over 100,000 people die from smoking. The commercial is part of the government's new campaign against smoking. This week, the government introduced some of the toughest anti-smoking laws in Europe. Smoking is now banned in all closed public places, and that includes traditional tea and coffee houses. For centuries, Turks have passed the time sipping their tea and coffee with a cigarette. These smoke-filled rooms are iconic images of Turkey, but no more. At the Kayif Coffee House, the new ban has already hit hard, according to its owner. "Sure, the ban will affect both our workways and lifestyle. We will not be able to live the way we did. As for our cafe, we will have to find new ways to take some economical measures, like sacking workers," he said. "Considering the material and emotional loss of all the people we sacked, the cigarette ban does not create a good picture for us. And 3 months ago, I paid for a new license to sell tobacco." The new law is being seen as the beginning of the end for one of the country's most ancient traditions. At Kayif Cafe, people used to smoke tobacco using a water pipe, or as it is called in Turkey, a nargile. It is a tradition that goes back centuries. But the nargile, too, has fallen victim to the ban. There are few customers left in Kayif Cafe. One of them is Zeynel Dogan, who is engaged in another ancient tradition, that of backgammon. For him, smoking is part of the way of life of a Turk. We come here, when we have some time off from work, playing backgammon, having a cup of tea, and having a nargile, which is good for us. It is a relaxing time for us, he said. People like coming here and having their smoke, having a chill out. Smoking is bad for people, but they should decide for themselves. The government should give them their space. But it's not the first time smokers have faced such regulation. In the 17th century, Sultan Murad IV banned smoking on pain of death. While smokers no longer fear execution, they do face an on-the-spot fine of more than $50 if they are caught lighting up, while for shop owners, the fine can be more than $3,000. Avid anti-smoker Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan is demanding the rigorous enforcement of the ban, and thousands of people have been employed to enforce it. The expression, smoke like a Turk, seems destined for the rubbish bin of history, now that Turkey has introduced some of the toughest anti-smoking legislation in all of Europe. The new ban aims to curb Turkey's love affair with tobacco, which is blamed for 100,000 smoking deaths in the country each year. A Turkish health commercial warns of the dangers of smoking. It says every year, over 100,000 people die from smoking. The commercial is part of the government's new campaign against smoking. This week, the government introduced some of the toughest anti-smoking laws in Europe. Smoking is now banned in all closed public places, and that includes traditional tea and coffee houses. For centuries, Turks have passed the time sipping their tea and coffee with a cigarette. These smoke-filled rooms are iconic images of Turkey, but no more. At the Kayif Coffee House, the new ban has already hit hard, according to its owner. Sure, the ban will affect both our workways and lifestyle. We will not be able to live the way we did. As for our cafe, we will have to find new ways to take some economical measures, like sacking workers, he said. Considering the material and emotional loss of all the people we sacked, the cigarette ban does not create a good picture for us. And 3 months ago, I paid for a new license to sell tobacco. The new law is being seen as the beginning of the end for one of the country's most ancient traditions. At Kayif Cafe, people used to smoke tobacco using a water pipe, or as it is called in Turkey, a nargile. It is a tradition that goes back centuries. But the nargile, too, has fallen victim to the ban. There are few customers left in Kayif Cafe. One of them is Zeynel Dogan, who is engaged in another ancient tradition, that of backgammon. For him, smoking is part of the way of life of a Turk. We come here, when we have some time off from work, playing backgammon, having a cup of tea, and having a nargile, which is good for us. It is a relaxing time for us, he said. People like coming here and having their smoke, having a chill out. Smoking is bad for people, but they should decide for themselves. The government should give them their space. But it's not the first time smokers have faced such regulation. In the 17th century, Sultan Murad IV banned smoking on pain of death. While smokers no longer fear execution, they do face an on-the-spot fine of more than $50 if they are caught lighting up, while for shop owners, the fine can be more than $3,000. Avid anti-smoker Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan is demanding the rigorous enforcement of the ban, and thousands of people have been employed to enforce it.